Southeast Alaska's largest Native cultural gathering is set for this week in the capital city. 55 dance groups from Alaska, Canada, and the Lower 48 will take the stage during the three-day event. It's expanded from one hall to a half dozen venues around downtown Anchorage. Downtown Juneau, and includes a Native artists market, food contests, films, lectures, and demonstrations. A University of Pennsylvania expert will also be there to collect DNA samples. He's hoping the genetic testing effort could provide more information about the connections Tlingits and Haidas have with other tribal groups. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The effort is part of a larger project analyzing the genetics of Indigenous North American groups. Principal investigator Theodore Schur says it could ultimately map out human migration routes as well as link tribes.
So we're slowly being able to put together, use the data to both see the sort of the deeper history questions, the connections between communities here with those across all of North America on the broader and deeper scale, but also some of these more regional or even tribally based questions, which I think are already understood or being examined through linguistic studies, historical studies, and also oral histories and the work done by the tribes themselves.
Schur will be at Juneau Centennial Hall during Celebration 2012, which runs Thursday through Saturday. He's working with the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, which organizes the event. No one is required to participate. Those interested will have the insides of their cheek swabbed to provide DNA samples. Those will be analyzed, and what's learned will be shared with a volunteer. The information will also contribute to the larger research project. A similar genetic testing effort was conducted 4 years ago by Washington State University. Schur says this project will examine additional elements.
We are taking, I think, the same approach as the earlier study, although analyzing perhaps a number of more markers on for the maternal lineages and the paternal lineages.
DNA samples have already been collected in Yakutat and Heidelberg. The effort at Celebration will reach people from many other communities. Schur hopes to expand the project to other villages, but he's collecting more than cheek swabs.
Ultimately, DNA evidence will tell you a lot about genetic lineages, but why people bear certain genetic lineages has to have some sort of context for interpreting that.
Those providing DNA samples will also be interviewed about their genealogy. Schur says that and other information will allow for a higher level of analysis.
It makes a big difference to have genealogical evidence, oral history information, the archaeology, and so forth, because that tells us something about the context in which people have come to live in a place for a long time, who they've come into contact with, how far and wide they might have dispersed, and because of either environmental, glaciers or volcanoes or things of this sort. And how, in fact, the diversity we see in certain places may be linked to the languages they speak.
Results should be available this year. Schur says volunteers will find out about their individual data before group information is made public. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.